Stafford are close to terms on a contract extension, as Stafford has 1 year left on his contract. Rams wide receiver Puka Nacua, who voluntarily entered an addiction rehab center earlier this year in Malibu, is present for the start of OTAs. And one other Rams-related note, free agent quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo reportedly considering retirement. Garoppolo has played for four different teams in his career, the last two with the Rams, ESPN with that report. Niners gave left tackle Trent Williams a two-year extension worth $50 million. Cowboys mid-kicker Brandon Aubrey, the highest paid kicker in the NFL, on a deal that pays him $7 million annually. And free agent wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. had a workout with the Giants. Two-time defending French Open champion Carlos Alcaraz says it's doubtful he'll play in this year's event because of a wrist injury. Red Sox beat the Tigers today 8-6.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, ever-increasing labor costs in California and free trade that led to a surge in cheaper duty-free asparagus imports from Mexico have pushed the state's asparagus industry to the brink. But a handful of growers and packers continue to hang on, expressing a ray of optimism. USDA figures show California asparagus production topped 37,000 acres in 2000 before it started to decline. Now the state has fewer than 1,000 acres of commercial asparagus. The United Nations says a diplomatic push is growing for a UN-led proposal to ensure safe passage for fertilizer through the Strait of Hormuz. A source familiar with the discussions told Reuters the talks are emphasizing the growing urgency due to worldwide shortages. 7 weeks of fighting in Iran have upended global supply chains as a more than 90% drop in tanker traffic through the strait is threatening agricultural production and food security. Well, USDA announced a major increase in funding for specialty crop programs with more than $275 million in grants available for 2026. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says funding will be distributed through key USDA programs. The increase is made possible through the Working Families Tax Cut, which more than doubles annual funding for the Specialty Crop Research Initiative to $175 million.
Hello, this is Brian Gill of Gilroad Angus. We understand the commercial cattle industry, and we work for our customers every day. We would like to invite you to our annual bull and commercial replacement heifer sale on April 22nd at the ranch near Timberlake, South Dakota. We will be selling 100 yearling and age advantage bulls and 180 commercial replacement heifers. Check out the videos and catalog at GilroadAngus.com. Remember to attend the Gilroad Angus sale that's made for the commercial rancher on April 22nd. You can also watch and bid online at DVAuction.com.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
Mm-mm.
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your alfalfa from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are lower in afternoon trading as oil prices spike on renewed Iran tensions. Tech stocks are among the worst performers, weighing on the tech-heavy NASDAQ, which is on track to snap its 13-session winning streak. The Magnificent Seven big-cap tech stocks are mostly lower, led by Meta and Tesla. However, shares of Apple are higher. And travel stocks like airlines and cruise operators are falling as oil prices jump. And it'll be a busy week for earnings. earnings, with nearly a fifth of the S&P 500 companies reporting. And pharma giant Eli Lilly will be snapping up privately held Kelonia Therapeutics for up to $7 billion, giving Lilly access to Kelonia's gene therapies and other forms of cancer treatments. Kelonia is currently developing a treatment for multiple myeloma, which is a form of blood cancer. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Last January, the Chinese Information Service in New York released a report about a commencement address in Peking that should have had our ears burning. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
With our own counterintelligence capability somewhat hamstrung as it has been recently, it's good to have friends. Intelligence sources in Taipei, the Free Republic of China, have made available excerpts of a speech made by Kung Piao, director of the Department for Foreign Liaison to the graduating class of the College of Foreign Affairs in Red China. The college is the training institute for diplomats. Kung's speech, like the Brezhnev speech I reported on a few weeks ago, was not for public dissemination, which is a polite way of saying it was supposed to be secret. His topic was a turning point in Sino-American relations. It might be well to note that while the name Kung Piao is not exactly a household word in America, he is very much a part of the policy-making process in the Chinese Communist Party. In his address, he was bluntly outspoken about the two superpowers, Russia and the United States. He said both were bent on aggression, and therefore the spearhead of Red China's struggle would be aimed at both. The fact that, for the moment, we're not being referred to as United States imperialists doesn't mean that Peking has forsaken or even softened on Marxist-Leninist principles, says Kung. According to Kung, the People's Republic of China is temporarily caught in a narrow crack between two imperialist camps. Yes, he calls the Soviet Union imperialist as well as aggressor. According to Kung, it would be unthinkable for his country to try to deal with the two imperialists at the same time. So the strategy is to temporarily, and we should permanently keep that word in mind, put their dispute with us aside so as to have one less enemy. He complained to the graduates that there were some revolutionary hotheads in their people's paradise who don't realize the United States, for all its vaunted power, has a soft, weak side, which they, the communists, can use to their advantage. Ah, to see ourselves as others see us. Kung explained that Peking, while recognizing our imperialism, could at the same time promote, for its own purposes, a friendly relationship with the United States. In perfect Mao Zedong language, he called this a policy of duality. Under this policy, they can denounce us for stationing troops in some lands, Taiwan for instance, and at the same time, with no self-consciousness, endorse our maintaining troops in Western Europe and the Philippines. This is called tactical flexibility. He admitted there was no hurry about taking back Taiwan. They simply accept that it belongs to them, and they don't mind our taking care of it for them for a while. But he made it plain that normal relations between the United States and Red China will not come about unless we withdraw our ambassador from Taiwan. On that point, he said, we haven't lived up to their expectations. but then went on to tell the students, quote, "Just wait for the opportune day. Then we'll tell Uncle Sam to pack up and leave," unquote. Before closing, he reaffirmed that the Soviet Union is the primary threat and détente is disturbing to Peking. More American leaders, he said, political, military, and social, would be invited to mainland China to keep us quiet and friendly until they can handle, quote, "Soviet revisionist social imperialism," unquote. Then it will be our turn. That's something for us to keep in mind while our touring officials are mastering chopsticks. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will in studio with our special guest this afternoon, Brett Butterfield from the Ravine Water Park. And Brett, 20 years goes by pretty fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, who'da thunk? It's hard to believe.
All right, now, before we get into, you know, some, not changes, but some upgrades and so forth out at the Ravine Water Park, just kind of a little bit of a refresher that, okay, it was 20 years ago, and then, you know, the process, I forget how long, you know, from, you know, day one of the shovel until opening day, but how many years before that was this in the back of your mind? When you had the RV place or the Caribbean Cafe, was it there? Or?
Yeah, it was just after those. It was 2000 we bought the property. So I'd been out there brainstorming on the property for probably a year before that. 2000 we bought it. It was 3 years getting it through the city. So we had three expensive years of studies and agencies and everything else before we even got to the shovel. And then that was another 3 years to build it. We built it all ourselves. So bought the property in 2000. We opened up in 07.
Okay. So did you have, were you Jay and John at the time?
Yes.
Okay. Did you all have experienced or just came, hey, this area needs this, or, you know, when you were kids, hey, wouldn't it be nice, and you experienced it, so it wasn't something that you were completely going into with, you know, no idea at all, or was it just you're just gonna roll the dice?
Well, a long time Paso Robles will remember Rest Haven
out there.
Yes, and I really had fond memories of Rest Haven, and then my parents had a big pond on our ranch. Many of our 8th grade graduations and all kinds of parties were there. So I felt Paso needed it. We had background between Jay, John, and I, and dirt work to restaurants, to you name it. We knew nothing about a water park. Those two had never even been to one. And boy, did we have a lot to learn. There was more agencies and more things that came with that that we never dreamed of.
So keep in mind, we are on radio. So was it you that went to John and Jay, and then... what was the response?
Well, we built the RV park north of Paso. You know, that was the first one that really opened up through wine country here. And that was a wonderful journey. I really enjoyed that business. Everybody coming through your doors on vacation. And a man just kept saying, name your price, name your price. So we sold it. And I had young kids then and nieces and nephews. And so I think it was me that went to them. So we went, I'll never forget, we went traipsing around out there. We were in shorts. It was solid weeds and stickers and thistles and driftwood and everything else in there. But it was me. But I think we knew from the RV park, people used to say, I love this area. I love this area. But what do you do here with kids? At that time, I think I was on the Main Street committee with Norma. She was trying to get the movie theater down to the park and different things like that were going on then, but we had no answer for them on what do you do here with kids, and that's what led us that way.
Okay, and then obviously then the work begins, brainstorming on what are we going to put in here and so forth, and I know that over the years you've gone to different water parks around the country to get an idea on, and, you know, again, there are limitations on how much room you have as well.
Yes, for sure. Again, what we had to learn was you can't go look at big water parks and dream, this is what we want to be. My mind was all about how do we take care of locals. I knew we weren't Orlando or Vegas or somewhere with a million flights coming in every day. So it was, how do we take care of locals? How did we get that Rest Haven vibe? They used to have a jukebox playing. They had affordable French fries and a burger. Like, it was really fun in 5th grade, 6th grade, 8th grade, those years. And I think my heart was really in wanting to keep the oak trees, wanting to be well accepted by the community and be safe for kids.
And then you, since you do a lot of, I'll just say, shovel work anyway, you tractors and so forth. So you, all three of you did particularly John, and
yes,
it was a good mix on, okay, so you're looking at the site and you then formed an idea on, we can put this over here, we can do this here, et cetera, and we'll do not necessarily the minimum, but let's get up and going, you know, all the permits and, you know, all those things, and get the actual equipment in the park, and then we'll add on later.
Well, we didn't know if we'd ever add on. I mean, I truthfully had no idea how many people would come to that thing. Paso was growing at the time. There was a lot of homes being built at that time. And we had batting cages and go-karts in the plan at first, and then a couple water slides. And, I mean, we had a little – our concession stand was about like what you'd see down at, you know, Pioneer Park or some little plywood stand. And then we went back through the city again and said, we better grow this thing. So we went all water park, added the wave pool and a couple things to our plans and real restaurants. And we came out swinging a little higher level than even what we started with.
Did you – you know, particularly the first couple of years, did you get – some input from some of the guests that showed up and had suggestions for you?
Yes, we did. But you know, that is a business where everybody coming through the front door is pretty much smiling. And at the end of the day, the only ones unhappy are the little kids are crying that their parents
home.
Are dragging them out of there because they're so tired they can't hold their eyes open. But it the good has outweighed the bad times hundreds of thousands. I mean, I think people appreciate having that here in Paso.
Well, not only here in Paso in the North County and, well, Central Coast, but I know that you get a lot of buses that come from the Valley area. You could, you know, see them park there at, you know, different times.
Oh, all the time. Midweek and weektime. A lot more from the north. It seems like we don't get a ton from over the San Marcos Pass on the other side. Not all that many on the buses. But they have Hurricane Harbor, Magic Mountain, you know, a few things like that. From the north, we do a lot of Monterey, Seaside, Salinas, all up there. And then, of course, a lot of Bakersfield, especially now that 46 is so much better.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, yeah, that's a big help, too. And the additions this year, now, we have some very, again, well, let me go back. When people are driving on the 46 or just the airport road and they're looking down and stuff, I don't think they realize how much is in that park. Because, you know, you see the big slide and a couple of other things, but you've got, a ton of rides in there. You know, the Quadzilla and the the Viper Anaconda and so forth. Some of those things that people can't see from, quote-unquote, the street, but there's a lot in there.
I hear that all the time. It's like you're one place that it's less than what you would think from all your advertising versus we've all gone to Hawaii somewhere and it looks like this beautiful place and you get there and you kind of go, oh boy. But, you know, if you drive by there, especially now this year, this year our main focus was the little kids, the toddlers. We redid our whole kiddie pool area, big new structure, new slides, new cabanas, new landscape, new everything. This year, our main focus was the little guys, and if you drive by on the freeway right now, you will definitely see it.
And the, again, for those who have been out there, the original kiddie pool, so can you kind of explain what you've done?
Well, the original kiddie pool, you know, the thought of that kiddie pool was everywhere I had ever been before had a little round toddler pool, then it would jump over to a 3 foot deep adult pool and one parent couldn't handle both kids. A little toddler wasn't ready, you know, to move on. So we built our original kiddie pool to take kids from roughly 0 to 5 in one pool. One parent can be out there, tons of lifeguards. But I feel like we topped out at like 5 or 6 years old. They had been on everything with our kiddie pool, but they weren't tall enough to move on to the 42 inch or 48 inch or taller slides. There was a little bit of a no man's land. Now I feel like our kiddie pool, it's definitely got a lot more that will take kids on up to hopefully the 6 or 7 and 8 or whatever. There's definitely more thrills, tipping buckets and higher, taller slides and everything. So now it'll go from 0 to a little bit longer for a lot of kids.
All right. And then the, the parents obviously feel safer with their kids there too, is important. I mean, we have the lifeguards, but also, you know, parents are going to worry about their kids. Are they ready for this? But now that you give them a couple more options to be able to, you know, have fun.
Yeah, I think so. We just try to hone in on lifeguards and safety and looking for every little thing that could ever mean something. I mean, I just had our state inspector all this week. We have our private inspectors, we have the slide manufacturers, you know, got the city and everybody else on board out there with what we're doing, putting in their input to make it safe for everybody.
So year number 20, and is this a summer long celebration, or are there specific days that's going to commemorate the 20 year anniversary of the Ravine Water Park?
I think it's all summer. I would encourage anybody go online. We're lots of private events down there. We're doing everything from an American Idol type mini week competition down there at the new end. We are also adding an adult pool this year at the north end. That won't quite make it open for opening weekend, but we're working on that too. So that'll be a new still pool where maybe a lot of mommies and me can go down there with their really little ones and put some floaties on them and stand in a pool that's 3.5 foot deep. It's a still water pool. And then it'll be a weekend pool on the weekends.
Okay, so it's not a lap pool.
No, it's not a lap pool. No, just a still pool, kind of like, you know, you would see in Vegas or something. But, I mean, just a more of an adult hangout and big hot tub down there. And that's a little casual, little quieter area to hang out to.
Well, one of the great things about the park is you have, you know, a little something for everybody. You have the people that would just want to go down a lazy river and relax and so forth. And then you got some of the dynamo rides. And then you have the wave pool, too, which people get a kick out of. Those things are a lot of fun. So different levels. And plus, people can just move on to different things as they choose. So they're not doing the same thing over and over, except the people that want to go down a lazy river all day.
Yeah, that's right. That's part of the reason for this still pool is, You know, I think we sold 13,000 season passes last year. What's really grown for us is adults, empty nesters, who kids are gone, and hey, we like coming out here. We go find a spot on the shade and sit and read a book, but we can go get in the lazy river and float around when we want to cool down a little bit. So they'll pick up a season pass, and instead of putting a pool in your own yard, they can just come out there Saturdays and Sundays or whatever it might be after work.
You know, as you mentioned about the season passes, is that the amount that are sold every year, and it's, you know, if you think about, well, particularly with kids, obviously, that you don't have to go through the process of the tickets and so forth, but it's, would you say it's best to go online and get your tickets in advance instead of just showing up the day of?
Oh, 100%. I mean, now everything, all of that has gotten so much better. We redid all of our online system this year. We have new credit card company. I mean, you're always kind of trying to keep up with technology, but it's so much easier and faster now. And, you know, at the end of the day, season passes have been my focus for locals since day one. I mean, we're roughly a 90-100-day season, and our passes are still $90 to $100. That's a buck a day. So you got a 13-year-old kid and, you know, don't know what to do, and you can bring them on out for the day, and they're there, and they'll be safe and well-watched and have fun. So, again, we sell a lot of those, and I love every bit about our season pass program.
You know, one of the things you mentioned about, you know, people, you know, checking things out on the website, going ahead and get your reservations ready and so forth, and I've mentioned this to almost every single guest I've had on regarding the websites. And the website is very, very, very easy to navigate. And I think, you know, companies like yourselves, you know, they've had people and stuff to realize that to make it as simple as possible. I know, this weekend I went onto the site and, you know, like for passes, it's like just one or two, three clicks.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, easy peasy.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I don't have to do this. I don't have to do that. I don't have to remember a password for this or anything like that. It was very, very simple.
Yeah, and that's part of keeping up with the times, and I think we all like that. You know, it's worked out well for us. I mean, we always do a big Christmas sale at Christmas time, and we were almost three times last year's sales this year with a new website, new marketing company online for our sales for the month of December.
So also people need to consider, you know, you got the kids, you got all the pools and all the rides and so forth, is that for, you know, groups of people, you have the choices of the cabanas they can rent out, but it's best to go on as soon as they know what days they're looking for, because those things go pretty fast.
We have a lot of... Our cabanas are almost 30% sold out for this summer already now. And what people do is they know if they want to come the 4th of July, they know when they're coming on the kids' birthdays, they know when they've got family coming to town, they know they got guests here for the fair. They go in and book them. And we give you your money back if it turns out you don't need to use it. But I would tell anybody, if you think you want to do one, book it, because especially all around the kiddie pool this year with all the new... Cabana sales are very, very good there all the time.
Now, with the cabana, do they get a server?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So
that... you get a parking spot up close right on the top. When you come in, you get your own server and you know, all your chairs, your furniture. You don't need a locker if you don't want or whatever. That's the only way to drink alcohol in our park, out around pools or anything, is also you have to be in the cabana. Otherwise, you can only do that up in one of the two bars.
Okay.
So you can have a glass of wine there in your cabana.
And you have three different sizes for cabanas, obviously, to fit the number of people necessary and so forth. But the best thing, as Brett mentioned, was go online. And the other thing, we're coming up on a break here to talk about, is for people that plan, you know, you mentioned birthday parties, but also some companies, they'll have some events out there, but that all has to be taken care of in advance as well, and we'll have Brett talk about that in a moment. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sound Off on AM 1230 KPRL 99.3 FM.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Welcome back to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. In studio with our special guest, Brett Butterfield from the Ravine Water Park, celebrating 20 years. And Brett, we're, 30 days and a couple of hours away from reopening for the summer.
Oh, yes. Here we go again. It's mayhem out there right now.
Okay, so you mentioned that throughout the summer, it's not one specific day, but in different ways, you're going to be celebrating the 20-year anniversary. You have the upgrades and so forth. And also, I think, some of the people were concentrating or have been concentrating on some of the rides, water. But you also have this area down below, which is pretty cool, is where the mini golf is. And I think there's also some cornhole things and things like that. So explain to the people.
Well, that whole area has been a little bit redone, not the mini golf course, but down there is where that new pool is going. But, you know, that is just a fun area, and people like having evening events out there. I just had a man had his kid's birthday party at the mini golf course last weekend. But that's just fun, and what you find sometimes is one child wants to get away from the water a little bit, and one wants to stay in the water. So, you know, we've given more and more options for maybe dad's going to go up and play 9 holes or 18 or whatever with one child, and mom's going to stay by the kiddie pool with the one that wants to stay in the water, or they can all go do it together. So mini golf courses also brought us a lot of just events, you know. Right. I mean, Remax P, I mean, all those, we do a lot of those Firestone mini parties for them throughout the year. And I think one of the biggest draws is they like having it down around that mini golf. So it gives, you know, churches, anybody, it gives them something to do while they're there besides water.
Yeah, I know. I think I forget how long ago, but you did the, what was it, an FFA fundraiser down there, barbecue or something down there in that area, because there's room for that as well.
Sure.
And then people can rent, and correct me if I'm wrong, for after-hour parties.
Yep. So we do, especially like towards the end of the year, once school goes back in, that's when we put off CHC, Community Health Centers, for example. They bring 1,200. They always take the first Saturday after we close. So 4-H is one. No, Girl Scouts is one right now that's really grown. They're going to be huge. They take the whole park. So a lot of them will take advantage of it starting in September.
Well, you know, that's when you just said they take the whole park. I was wondering about that. So if a company or a family, you know, reunion, whatever it may be, they want to have access after hours, how many, you know, depending on the size, but realistically, how many, when you say access, Do they have access to everything or just limited areas? Because, you know, you have to consider lifeguards.
Sure. Well, and running all the pumps and everything. So, but generally what we do is we create events for things like that. And what we will do is we'll rotate slides, right? So if they say, we really want to hear, well, I tell them, you don't even want me to give you the price for renting this whole thing, right? And that's 100 employees or anything else. So, but what we'll do is, okay, we're just going to do 30 minutes at one tower, and then everybody gets to go. Then we'll shut that one down. We'll move everybody on over. Then we'll open a second tower, and then we do that, or 30 minutes a wave pool. That way, those same guards, so I might have three or four guards there, they can rotate with the party, and then maybe we all go down, and then we barbecue burgers for them or whatever, and it's a way to have some fun with the park, but it's only really big groups rent the whole thing out.
Well, as you know, as you mentioned earlier about, you know, from the beginning of having just this one little area to serve some food now, but you have something for everything or everybody's taste, and they're at different locations around the park, so they don't have to hike up the hill or they have to go over there. Well, you know, within those couple of areas, rather.
Yeah, food's really big for us, but we've always tried to keep it affordable. I kind of try to make my living at the front gate, and then we're working on that actually today on our menu next year. And so we feed a very high percentage of the people who come to our park compared to the industry, but it's because we don't gouge. We don't gouge, right? So many other parks have a concessionaire that does the food. They charge you $20 for a kid's chicken strip or whatever, you know, and you're about half mad after you do that.
It's like going to Disneyland.
Yeah, I mean, we feed 1,000 people on many days, you know, but I'm still $7 for a third-pound charbroiled hamburger, right? So you can't really do that at McDonald's. So by keeping it fair, you know, I think we use all fresh product, driver's ice cream, make our own sauces. I mean, we try to do a good job with food, so we do a lot of volume in food.
You know, one of the things that I know that you've been proud of over the years, and even and this is in a good way braggadocious, is the kind of kids you have that one work out there, and they've been coming back, and now they're parents.
Oh yeah, that is probably my favorite story. Last couple years, you know, back before COVID, we were struggling every year to have enough cooks and enough security and enough, you know, whatever. You know, now I'm in hopes parents are back on board with pushing their kids to get out and work, not let them sit there and try to figure out how to not work. But we've had a huge, I loved our staff last year. We have 310 employees. We already had 450 applications this year by the end of, we start taking them March 1st. And by April 1st, we already had 450 applications. We had to shut down applications. So it's really cool. But we tell people, well, I just had a girl there today and her son didn't get the application in on time and came out and asked me, is there anything we can do? So it's really neat now that we have, I mean, we've just been the last 2 weeks, all I see up at the offices are the girls doing interviews day and night up there, getting ready for another year. One of my favorite parts of the business.
Yeah, and you've had kids come back, you know, 3, 4, maybe even 5 years, depending on what grade they started and where they may, if they are going to school, coming back to work at the Ravine Water Park.
Oh, 100%. Well, now, especially like Cat Cabana servers, bartenders, all those supervisors, lifeguard supervisors, heck, they'll stay there all the way through college because they can come home and just get a boatload of hours in through summer and then head back to school. They can make more than they can make, you know, working at Victoria's Secret 30 hours or 10 hours a week or whatever at college. So they'll come home and work for us.
Well, there you go. And, you know, when you mentioned it from the beginning, people are coming in with a smile on their face. So they are working in an atmosphere where people are having a good time.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the music's playing, you're out in the sun and getting some exercise, and it's fun.
And one of the things your park is noted for, and this is for parents and grandparents, is there's no nonsense tolerated.
Well, are you talking the park or with employees?
No, at the park. Any, you know, people being stupid?
No. We just don't mess with that. And I think over time, they have just learned how we run it. Occasionally, you get people in there, and they come in, and you can tell they're not from the area. And sometimes all it really takes is just to say, guys, listen, I'm just trying to be a PG place here. You can't do that here. All in all, I could count on one hand, probably in 20 years, how many really kind of gnarly ones we've had.
That's a good reputation to have. It really is, because they know what they're coming into.
Yeah.
Brett, when do they open, and what's the website?
ravinewaterpark.com, and it'll tell you everything, all the hours. We'll be kicking it off, you know, Memorial Day weekend. We kick off. We have a private party the weekend before that. Go online. It'll tell you everything. Tons of new stuff there this year, gang. Go look at the pictures online. It'll be cool.
All right. Thanks so much for coming in. Best of luck, and thanks for having that in our community. All right, Susanna's still on maternity leave, a special on the Golden Gate Bridge coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Thank you for listening to KPRL.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.